Yo, 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 what is going on, everybody? Isaac Mashman here, and welcome back to the final episode of Chase the Vision with Isaac Mashman.
You are now listening to Chase the Vision with Isaac Mashman.
I promise you that this is not some sick April Fool's joke, but I also promise you that this is not a bad thing. Yes, what I said a minute ago is absolutely true. This is the end of Chase the Vision with Isaac Mashman as you know it, June 8th, 2022, nearly 3 years after I launched the show and recorded that very first episode. This podcast is coming to a close. This is the final episode. Now, this does not mean that I am not going to be involved in the world of podcasting. It actually means that I'm about to get a little bit deeper into it. And I would like to formally announce the launch of a brand new podcast in July of 2022. I launched Chase the Vision with Isaac Mashman. Well, prior to that, it was called the Hustler's Choice Podcast. Lord knows what I was thinking. I look back and cringe every single time I think about the name. And then I pivoted to Chase the Vision, which was the idea of rolling up your sleeves and chasing after your vision. And now whenever I look back at that, I feel like it's cliche. I feel like it treads that line of, man, you're trying to convince them to listen. And I'm not trying to convince anybody. I'm creating content and episodes that I genuinely know will help people and believe that. But at the same time, there have been instances over the past several weeks and months that have stopped me and made me feel uncomfortable about even talking or creating new content about the show, because over the past couple of years, I have matured and evolved out of this wannabe, wannapreneur bullshit state that is the state of the internet. And everybody today, they have one brand that they're just now working on and they're like, I am the CEO of this company. And don't get me wrong, I think having that idea of that vision, that ambition, that arrogance even, is an excellent thing. But that is not who I am today. That was who I was a couple years ago in 2017 when I got started with this. And now I am entering into this next era. And like I said, maturity has been on my mind, like this idea of evolving and kind of becoming who I want to become. And I've shaped myself into that individual in many different areas, and I will continue doing so. I will continue chasing the vision because my vision will always be growing, but I have been thinking about it, and rather than keeping the same feed, rather than keeping the same episodes and doing a rebrand and keeping the social media pages and, you know, all of that other stuff, I want a clean slate. We've had over 100 episodes of content here, and I'm not going to delete the feed. This podcast feed will always remain up. It'll still be here. It'll be there for people to look back on and be like, wow, Isaac didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. But the truth of the matter is, this new show, I want to, yes, continue talking about business and personal development and self-development, but it's not like I'm going to put that in the description of this is a self-development podcast kind of thing. People are naturally going to know what it is and what it's about because of the conversations. Less convincing and more just of a straight exclamation, right? I'm exclaiming something. I'm saying, hey, this is it. It's not like I'm saying, you should listen to me because I know what I'm talking about. No, it's like, this is me. These are the conversations. These are the caliber of guests. These are the caliber of monologues. This is the caliber of information. You're going to get value. And the other side of the equation, and part of the reason why I wanted to start fresh and start clean, was I want to show more and share more about my life and about my experiences on a personal level and show more of my personality, because as a businessman creating content online, it's more difficult to get attraction and to get traction and to get views and all of that other stuff as an educator rather than being an entertainer. Entertainers get views and traction much, much more. And I've showed bits and pieces through social media, but I really haven't done a lot of that with my podcast. And I'm not entirely sure how it's going to look just yet. I don't even know the name of my show. I do know that it'll be launching late July of 2022, so this summer. And with that being said, I don't want to spend much time talking about anything else, but what you can do in the meantime to stay up to date whenever it comes time for me to launch the show and make the big announcement and say, hey, this is the reveal, because it's going to be infinitely bigger, infinitely better, infinitely more impactful, quote unquote, than Chase the Vision. Make sure that you're following me across social media. You can find me literally everywhere at Isaac Mashman, I-S-A-A-C, Mashman, right? Find me literally everywhere, and that's going to be where I make, you know, announcements and that sort of thing. And to conclude, I would also say that I'm grateful for all of you for listening over the past couple of years. I'm grateful for the momentum we established, and for every episode, every piece of content. I was looking at statistics, and you know, I've like literally done over a day's worth of content over my career, and I think that's amazing, more than that. But this is the next stage. This is the next era. And I'm anxiously awaiting to see what that era holds. So with that being said, cue the outro for one last time.